It's Tuesday morning, and we're back on the phone for Business of the Week. We're talking with Dr. Brandon Hawk. He's with Broadway Vision in Eagle Grove. Brandon, good morning. Welcome back. Let's talk about back to school and all the things that we need to know about healthy eyes in the classroom.
This time of year, we definitely enjoy seeing the kiddos before they do get into the classroom. Majority of your learning comes visually, probably 80% or more of your learning skills utilize your vision. So it's important to have good vision, of course, definitely to see the board in the back of the classroom. As far as detecting myopia or nearsightedness is definitely key at a young age. I got glasses when I was in third grade, and I remember not being able to see the board, and I'd be get in trouble in class because I had to ask a friend, well, what's that say on the board? And obviously it makes it difficult to learn if you can't see that or the teacher. And then nowadays, being so much on the computer, we see kids with a lot of computer vision syndrome and having headaches or eye fatigue on the computer. And just going from that distance on the computer to the board back and forth can strain your eyes. So we really try to detect eye teaming and kind of the whole visual system rather than just a basic prescription. So we definitely monitor how their eyes work together with like depth perception and try to detect misalignments that way. A lot of times kiddos can have a screening in school and they may see 20/20 out of each eye, but their eyes don't work together, and that can really slow down their reading ability. So we have ways, sometimes even with a little bit of vision therapy, to get the eyes trained to work together better and more efficiently to improve their reading skills.
How early can you detect poor vision in children?
Even as young as 6 months sometimes. Kiddos that age, or infants I should say, I don't know of any 6-month-old that's speaking at that age. So we use a technique called retinoscopy, where we a lot of times will dilate the kid's eyes, not always, but generally, with an eye drop, and then it relaxes the muscle in their eye, and we use this instrument, it's a scope basically, to see the reflex in their pupil, and we can use lenses to determine what kind of prescription they have without them even saying a word. Generally we have like a fun video we'll put on the screen, or something that the parents know the kids like to watch on their phone, and then we can get a good baseline of their visual needs and correction that way.
There has to be great satisfaction to see that smile on a child's face when they have that 20/20 vision for the first time. That has to be a good feeling.
Oh, that is definitely one of the most rewarding parts of our job, for sure. It makes everybody's day seeing that.
And not just with children, but with adults too, that may have ignored or just haven't been in a position to get in for extended eye care and getting their first set of glasses.
Yeah, we definitely love that part of our job.
Parent would like to schedule an appointment for their child. Who do they call? How do they get there? Do you have a website?
Yeah, phone number is 515-448-3813. And our website is BroadwayVisionEG.com.
That's the number to call. All you have to do is just give them some basic information. They'll get you in, and Dr. Brandon Hawk will take care of you. Doc, if you don't mind, we would love to have you back again tomorrow. One of the things that you mentioned in a previous conversation is eye emergencies. Do you mind if we talk about that tomorrow?
I'd love to.
Business of the Week here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. We'll be back again tomorrow to talk with Broadway Vision in Eagle Grove.